You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's Olly.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Sister Wives, because I know everyone's obsessed. Sister Wives, Cody and Robin are reportedly getting ready to sell Coyote Pass. How do we know this? McKelty, the daughter. That's a legitimate source. McKelty has said that they are selling Coyote Pass. Whew. I don't, in Flagstaff. Now, apparently to live in Flagstaff, Arizona, anybody live there? I thought Arizona was like a friendly tax state, but apparently Flagstaff is very expensive to live. Cody and Robin, it is, sources have reported this week, are experiencing financial trouble. Now, someone actually broke down all the different, how much money they owe. First of all, they still owe various tax liens. Now, there's not like a lien against the property. The property isn't close to being repossessed or anything like that. But they do apparently owe quite a bit of money on this Coyote's Pass, which they paid over $800,000 for. So Christine Brown and Cody's 27-year-old daughter, McKelty, who we know, and her husband, Tony, revealed on their Patreon account this week during a live stream where they answer questions about Sister Wives. Cody and Robin rarely visit the kids, and McKelty says that, yes, Cody has the itch. He's been talking about selling Coyote Pass for a while. He wants a cheaper place of living. Flagstaff is absurdly expensive, and I know he wants something cheaper. The reality TV blogger Katie Joy reported that Cody and Robin may have loans that are due in June of 2023. Oy vey. You better sell that shit. Get that shit gone. In 2018, the Browns had purchased Coyote's Pass for $880,000, which was purchased in 4 individual sales. The family paid for the first 2 lots in full, but still owe money on the other 2. Cody and Robin paid $23,000 down, the $170,000 for their 2.42 acre, and Cody and Janelle paid another $23,000, blah, 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 blah. So anyway, I don't see how these people cannot afford this. You know, the rumor is they're now making each sister wife. So you're talking Janelle, you're talking Christine, they're each making between $25,000 and $40,000 an episode. So how many episodes were this past season of season 17? 15? 15 times 25,000? I mean, these guys are making $500,000 a year. Now, and they're saying total since the show started, because it's on season 17 and they've been filming for 13 years, the family has raked in over between $5 and $8 million. Plus, they all have these MLMs. McKelty also said on her Patreon that Robin is making income by selling on her jewelry company, even though the website isn't up. So how is she doing it? Is she on like Facebook Marketplace or something? I'm not sure. And, you know, the other big news that's been broken this week is, of course, because Janelle is separated, Mary is separated, Christine is separated, that they're all now, they used to have this LLC together, they're all now requesting from TLC that they get paid individually. Well, yeah, that makes sense. I mean, they don't want to give the money to Cody anymore. They're divorced. Although, technically, they're not even really married. But anyway, they're going to be getting their own paychecks. So great news to the women. Also, a lot of people are talking about Robin's debt. Robin and Cody spotted in Las Vegas with Robin's sister. And they were on like a major shopping spree, taking pictures. They seemed like they were in really great moods. But if you recall, over the seasons, Robin's been outed by even her own children for having a shopping spree where Robin, or a shopping addiction, allegedly, where Robin loves to purchase things from Victoria's Secret. She loves lingerie and workout leggings. What? Oh my God. Can you see Robin in workout leggings and lingerie? Okay. You know, she came into the relationship with over $30,000 in debt, and they say it's never stopped. Wow. I don't know. I mean, I guess you never know people's spending habits, but I guess Robin loves to shop. She loves her lingerie and she loves her leggings. So there you have it. Oh, that made me crack up laughing so much. So it looks like we could be seeing the sale of Coyote's Pass. So there you go. Wouldn't that be the end of an era? The end of an era. People are talking about, you know, no, I can't unsee it because I told you I got an anonymous tip that Christine Brown's boyfriend, David Woolley, the David Woolley's kids and his daughter's on TikTok. She does. I think her TikToks are pretty informative. And she obviously seems very excited about David. They all seem very happy about each other. But, you know, the rumor is that David's kids run his Instagram, which makes sense. The guy is a 60-year-old contractor. I don't think he knows how to fucking get on Instagram and post a bunch of shit about himself. You know what I mean? But they posted this really sweet picture of him, of each other. This week, David posted it on his, how grateful he was to Christine. Christine posted it on hers, you know, that David treats her like a queen. So, I mean, things seem to be going really well. We've talked about this ad nauseum on this podcast. You know, is Christine moving into a relationship too quickly? I mean, I say no. I think it's been over for a very long time between she and Cody. So good for Christine. A lot of people have thoughts on David that, you know, David's presence on social media so quickly. Is he using her for fame? I don't know. How do you tell that about somebody unless you know them? I don't see it, you know? The other thing that's trending this week, RIP to, I told you a family member died. Well, RIP to Janelle's dog, Jack. She announced the death of their beloved Jack dog just like a day ago. He died of an autoimmune disorder. And it came on suddenly last week. Oh, always hard losing a pet. Definitely like a family member. Brown explained that Jack was originally her mother's dog. And she started to look after him when her mom died a couple of years ago. But he wasn't a stranger, she says. I was with my mom when she adopted him. And he spent many months each year staying with us when my mom would visit. So she knew him. Oh, he's kind of cute. Anyway, the family rushed him to a veterinarian urgent care. On a post on Friday, Brown said that Jack had developed an autoimmune type disorder and apparently couldn't recover and then passed away over the weekend. Sorry to hear this. Then this story of Janelle is going viral again, even though it's not. Does everyone know? You know, because I'm a new fan. I've said this. I'm a new fan of Sister Wives, of the Sister Wives universe. I'm blown away by this. Why am I blown? I'm blown away by this, and I'm blown away by Vanderpump Rules. By the way, have a big exclusive interview with Vanderpump Rules, Peter Madigal. It's on the Sarah Fraser Show podcast this week. Go and listen. You can't miss it. It's titled Interview. Peter Madigal says he saw the signs between Raquel and Tom that they were cheating before anybody else, right? And people give me shit now. They're like, Sarah, you said you were never into Vanderpump Rules. Well, I wasn't until I found out this incestuous friend group only, even though there's 11 million people in Los Angeles, seem to only fuck each other. You're right. Like, that's shocking to me. And this is why I'm so obsessed with Sister Wives, because they're incestual too. Did anyone realize Janelle's first husband was Mary Brown's brother? What? She was married back in like the early 90s for 2 years to Adam, Mary's brother. Okay. Then did you realize that Janelle and Cody met because they are step siblings? Yes. Janelle's mother. Are you following this? This is why I'm obsessed. Because like, I don't know. Do you guys, I just have these boring, they're not boring, but I mean, I guess, you know, my family members, like nobody is like doing their step sibling that I know of in my family. I mean, I don't know. I'm obsessed with these shows because so many of these reality shows are fake. I'm in the reality TV world. I've been a longtime entertainment television host. Now I moved out to Los Angeles to be a TV reality producer. I have a show, a couple of shows that are out. They haven't been sold yet. When they do, my God, hallelujah, I'll have a party for all of us, okay? But I'm learning so much about the business. And so much of it, it's like it starts out real, right? Like genuine friend groups or genuine families. But for them to like be, you know, sister wives, 17 seasons in with their highest ratings. And PS.com, I say this all the time, Sister Wives has bigger ratings than Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. You're talking 2.5-3 million people tune in to Sister Wives. That's insane. Most shows do not get those ratings. Highest ratings ever for Vanderpump Rules, because these Vanderpump Rules people could have anybody, and yet they sleep with the same 8 people that work at Damn Sir and Tom Tom. I mean, I find that fascinating, and I find it to be real and shocking. Are you trying to conceive? Have you tried a lot of things, don't know a reliable supplement to take? Well, I'm introducing you to You Natural. It's spelled EU Natural. They're on Amazon, and they have a conception for her formula and a conception for him, which, by the way, has over 23,000 five-star reviews on Amazon, and now I'm taking it. Very easy to take because, you know, sometimes multivitamins are tough. Well, this one is awesome, has a great vanilla flavor. I take it with food. And right now, when you go to Amazon and you buy any You Natural product or their bundle, put in the code FRASER20, get 20% off. I'm so excited for you guys to be on this journey with me to conceive, and this can give you the extra boost that you need. So order right now. Check out EU You Natural on Amazon and use code FRASER20 to get 20% off their conception bundle or your entire order. That's EU Natural on Amazon, or follow the link on our website for 20% off the conception bundle with the promo code FRASER, FRASER20, FRASER20. I'm on a customer service kick right now. Customer service means so much to me. And Uplift Desk has a 4.9 Google rating on their customer service and thousands of five-star reviews. Oh my God, sign me up. Actually, I already own their stuff, so I'm here. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS right now to save 5% off your entire order. This company is so customer service based. You can do everything by customizing the color, the type of top material you want for your desk. Schman has their standing desk, and I have their ergonomic Invoke chair, which I love. My foot pain has gone away. My back pain has gone away from using their products. Go and check them out. If you've never heard of them, you're about to fall in love. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS for 5% off your order. That's upliftdesk.com to get 5% off your entire order with the promo code TSFS. Are you trying to lose weight and keep it off for good? If you were like me, I have done every fad diet under the sun, and I started dieting when I was just 12 years old. I gained and lost 150 pounds from the ages of 12 to 28 when I finally got off the yo-yo dieting train. Well, if I had known of Dr. Applin and MyOptimalBody.com, my life would have been a lot easier, and I would have resolved my weight issues without doing drugs like Ozempic. Fine if you're on them, but if they're not working for you or you don't want to try them, MyOptimalBody.com has incredible success rates. Go to their website, check out their reviews, and see people who have had lasting weight loss change. Visit MyOptimalBody.com to request an appointment. Be sure to let them know that the Sarah Fraser Show sent you so you can qualify for a free personalized assessment plus a free 30-day supply of their gut repair product when you sign up for their customized plan. Again, that's MyOptimalBody.com to request an appointment. Go there now and let me know what you think.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
And so that's why I'm obsessed with both. So people give me, you can keep giving me shit. I don't know. I mean, read the comments on my TikTok. They're hysterical. People have all kinds of thoughts on me, which I love now. I find it hysterical. But that's why I'm interested in both. And if you're interested in all the tea about Vanderpump Rules, Peter Madrigal spills it all. If Tom Sandoval's a narcissist, he talks about an incident back in the day at Sur where they were bartending that night. Peter was the manager and thousands of dollars went lost. And Sandoval basically, it was Sandoval's money. Peter took the fall for it. But Sandoval never really helped him out. It was kind of strange. Anyway. So it's a great, Peter goes into a lot of detail. It's a great interview. If you're interested and invested in the tea, he has a lot of it. So Sister Wives is the same way. I cannot believe, you guys, I cannot believe, can you imagine? Now again, when Cody's dad married Janelle's mom, you know, like after their separations and all that stuff, right? But so Janelle and Cody were adults, right, when their parents got together. But the fact that then they married, and of course they're in this very small polygamous world where they all believe in this polygamy stuff. But I mean, is that not shocking to people? I'm like, what? This was your stepbrother? And then Mary, I mean, oh my God. I mean, these people are so intertwined. I want to interview all of them because I'm fascinated by this world. And I guess, I mean, have you ever hooked up with your step sibling? I mean, they're not blood related. So I guess go for it. Just seems bizarre to me. And it just seems. But what do I know? What do I know? Gwendolyn, you know, Gwendolyn, of course, is one of the sister, is Christine Brown and Cody's daughter, has a very popular YouTube subscription you can go to. She does topics every single week. This week she was asked if, asked to confirm if Cody was misogynistic. Do you think? I mean, yes. The dude's taken multiple wives. And again, I don't care what people say. People say, oh, they weren't in Mexico auditioning a new sister wife. They are going to be auditioning new sister wives. That's the show. That is the show. They are meeting somebody on this current season, 110%, because he's not getting back together with Mary. He's not getting back together with Janelle. He's definitely not getting back together with Christine. And Robin doesn't want to do all the work at home. Robin's a smart woman as far as I'm concerned. And Robin needs more money for her shopping sprees in Vegas. So they're auditioning other women. Y'all can yell at me and go, they're not. Well, they are. I guarantee you they're going to be. But Gwendolyn had two big things. She said that Cody is a coward in how he's handled his relationships with both Mary and Christine. He should have cut them loose years ago. He made comments for years on the show about their relationships being in demise, but never actually had the guts to tell them, according to Gwen, in their households and confront them and be real about it. Then she also confirms that, yes, she thinks that that Cody is a misogynist. The guy takes sister wives. And she says her relationship with her dad continues to be very complicated. I'm sure it's going to be hard. I mean, he's your dad. And plus, your whole life is played out on television. Your whole life. Also, Janelle, the other big thing that people are talking about is Janelle has revealed an over 100-pound weight loss. Now, this has kind of been for a while, honestly. I've noticed her weight loss for a while. You know, the controversial part about this, she posted a video this week. She's showing over her 100-pound weight loss. She looks terrific. But people, Plexus is the tea, the drinks that they loosely market as being appetite suppressant. A lot of people have a big issue with that. It's an MLM. I'm not a big fan myself. I'm just not. I don't do any of those things. I find anything that's even masked as a diet. I won't even allow. See, you guys say I have too many ads. Well, guess what? I will not allow any diet items on my show. Noom, none of them. I don't. I'm sure some of them help people. And people say to me, I get messages. I've lost weight drinking Plexus pink juice or whatever. Okay, fine. Great. But the truth, like, again, the statistic is that 95% of people that go on any diet, I'm talking keto, South Beach, Atkins, Ozempic, we'll see how Ozempic plays out. Within 5 years, they gain all the weight back and more. Google The Biggest Loser. You don't believe me. So anyhow, I mean, now look, that sounds like I'm shitting on Janelle's weight loss. That was kind of like, you bitch, she's lost 100 pounds and you don't have anything to say, you biatch. I'm happy for her. I hope she keeps it up. I hope she's, I hope she is doing so well. I just, the MLM teas bother me. But get your coins. It's working. People love it. They've got groups, apparently, and people are enjoying it. Someone says, I would love to watch Robin get jealous over some young thing, right? Me too. So would the producers. Believe me, they would love to see Robin auditioning a young sister wife. Someone said they are more real than others. I think you're referencing like Vanderpump Rules people and Sister Wives. And then Aaron says, no, the parents married first, but met through Cody and Janelle. Okay, there you go. In the whole incestuous, this whole incestuous thing of how Janelle became a sister wife. It's mind blowing to me. It's mind blowing to me that she was married to Mary's brother for 2 years. They get divorced. And then she ends up with Cody, her step sibling. Oh, God. I love it. And then they go on TV. It couldn't get any better. It could not get any better. I think they're on a spending spree, Cody and Robin, so they can claim bankruptcy. Oof. Well, looks like there is trouble in paradise. I just confirmed it earlier today, according to McKelty, their own daughter. Yes. Cody is looking to leave Flagstaff and sell the home. So this is going to be a very interesting season coming up, confirmed. Okay. Love you all. Send any tips, any shows you would like me to cover to thesarahfrasershow@gmail.com. Follow me here on TikTok. Love you guys. Bye, everybody. Bye, everybody. Bye.